Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live, wild, and woolly ones that are brought to you with support from Bankers Title. Handling your commercial and residential closings, call Carol Butler at 409-7614. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. And speaking of wild and woolly, we have back on our program Anthony Rizzano. Anthony, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You were laughing at me a little bit earlier, weren't
you? I wasn't laughing at you. No, I wasn't. I was actually laughing at, because I could see the social media post over your shoulder.
Oh, really?
And I seen the picture of myself where I look like,
yeah,
ridiculous.
You look like Rob Zombie.
I look like
something.
Rob Zombie. Yeah, like I'm completely hungover.
That's the way Rob Zombie would look.
I look completely like a hungover, you know, like rock guy. When really, in actuality, I had an early gig last night, and I got home and had vegan sloppy joes with my family.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
So you were being a homebody last night, but you want to look like you're the part.
I don't even want to look like I'm the part. I'm just that old. I'm just that. That, you know,
yeah.
Not in age, just in road years. That's it. In musician years.
Well, what would you like to play for us here?
I'm going to try a new song. This is a song called "Ghost of Myself."
Ooh, okay. Here's Anthony Rizzano here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Leaving a ghost myself. wish you're taking a part of me, leaving a ghost of myself.
Anthony Rizzano here on Hunter at Sunrise. A brand new song, eh?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been around for a little bit, but...
It's been around a little bit?
Been around a little bit, but yeah, just brand new one I'm getting ready to put out or something. I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't want to play the same stuff that I've been playing.
Oh, no.
You know, so I was like, well, let me come on the show and do something different.
And I'm glad you brought your rig. Man, what a rig
you
have.
Yeah, I got a little bit too much. I like gear. I'm like one of those...
Gearheads?
Yeah, gearheads. Like, I really love pedals. I have a pedal addiction.
Yeah.
And like we were just talking, you have this... for those of you, for people listening at home who can't quite see the console, there's a profanity delay control over on... Which is the Rizzano control right there. It's the New York... It only comes out for New York guests that are from New York originally. But... I seen it, and I'm like, dude, I got to get a delay pedal, like a digital delay pedal made, and have it look like that and say profanity delay control for the, like, 2% of people that will actually get to see my pedal board, number one. Number two, that will understand what it is.
Right.
So it'll just be like anybody in the production business would be like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
You know, these buttons cause a lot of angst to producers because they say, suppose I'm late. Suppose I don't push it in time.
What happens? You get in trouble.
Well, I guess they get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, because it went out over the air. Live.
Quick on the draw, like the horse named McGraw.
So what have you been up to?
Just playing, you know, playing a lot.
You play in so many different variations. You got a band, you got a trio, you got a electric trio, acoustic trio. You go and play acoustic. You play all the time.
Yeah, I just love playing music. So I was explaining to somebody last night. They were asking me about that. Like, why do you do that? I'm like, well, because I think I like to play more. And I don't mean more in the sense of actually liking it, just frequently, more frequently.
You like to play frequently.
I like to play frequently, yeah. And some of the guys that I play with, they don't necessarily want to play as frequently.
Sure.
Which is, you know, that's cool. It's understandable.
But also being flexible like that, doesn't that get you a lot of different gigs?
Well, I like that's part of what I like. Like once when it first started happening, I was like, man, it's kind of a drag because now I got to like – you know, recalibrate your brain and, you know, you're playing with different people and that changes the mix of what musically is going on and blah, 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 blah. So, but now I kind of enjoy it. Like, it's like, you know, I was explaining to somebody last night, I'm like, imagine if like you were a commissioned landscape artist, right? Like that's what your medium was like you did oil landscapes, right?
Right.
And then you just did it and you were like, man, you know, this is kind of like, it's, you know, it's getting a little rote. It's getting a little...
You're getting a little tired of it.
Well, I'm not getting tired of it. I'm not getting tired of it. No, I wouldn't say it that way.
Speaking of the landscaping.
Yeah, yeah. But the landscaping guy, like, maybe he's just like, you know what? I want to mix it up and challenge myself.
Yeah.
So instead, you know, he loves what he does, but he wants to challenge himself more. So he says, I'm just not going to paint anymore. I'm going to draw. I'm going to do sketch now. I'm going to become, you know, or I'm going to switch from oils to acrylics or whatever.
Right.
I don't know if that's the right analogy. I don't know. You know what I mean? But that's, for me, musically, that's what it is.
It's very Leonardo da Vinci.
It's, well.
He did a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, he was also really good in that movie Titanic. I like that. And, yeah, he was good.
I
He's
think
one
that's
of my
DiCaprio.
Favorites. He's one of my
that's
favorites.
That's DiCaprio, not
what's
da Vinci.
Same thing, right? Same thing. Same thing. They invented The Departed. That was a good movie.
You're funny. Anyway.
Funny how? No.
Well, you're getting ready for a big gig, I think, with my my fellow announcer, Paul Chagru. You got something coming up there at Sandler Center.
Yeah, yeah. March 7th.
Now, that's going to be with a power trio. You're going to be rocking.
That will be with
the
trio.
Place.
Yeah, that will be with the trio, yeah, because my JB, my regular sax player, will be in Newport, Rhode Island for the Navy.
Yeah.
So I still may even... So I like doing a trick because I'm Cream. I like Cream and, mm-hmm. and Hendrix and all that stuff and Grand
Funk.
You
do some great
James.
Led Zeppelin.
Thank you. Thank you.
You do really do.
Thank you.
It's not easy to do. Led Zeppelin's not easy, is it?
It's definitely if you can hear my voice, if you can hear the scratch, it's from doing that. It's from doing a Led Zeppelin last night. And I had a conversation with another buddy of mine who was like, "Yeah, you got to give your voice a rest." I'm like, "Yeah, probably doing Working Man from Rush." Like, somebody requested that the other night, and we've never played it. We just did it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got into it, and I sang the first line. I'm like, wow, this is really too high for me. This is not for normal, but for how my voice is right now. It's I probably shouldn't do this. But
you did it anyway.
Did it anyway, yeah. How do you need to stop. You stop the song.
Say, wait a second.
Once you've committed.
Maybe we shouldn't sing that song.
Maybe we made a mistake. You hear the sarcasm in my voice when I said that?
We're talking with Anthony Rizzano here on Hunter at Sunrise. And we are on Facebook Live with this, by the way.
If you want to
take a look at it. And we will be posting it as a video later as well. So, but when you do see it, share it with your friends so everybody can see how crazy we are here on a Sunday morning with Anthony Rizzano.
I'm like, is that Rob Zombie? Is Rob Zombie playing acoustical guitar?
Yeah, they have to like the Facebook page to see that picture. It's a behind-the-scenes picture. But if you like our Facebook page, then you can see how, you can
zombie-esque.
See. Zombie-esque. Yeah, Anthony Rizzano's imitation of
He's
Rob
just being
Zombie.
Nice. He's like, really, dude, you look like The Walking Dead this morning.
What else would you like to do for us here?
I'll do another new original tune.
I really love it when you do new original tunes.
Thank you.
I think it's really cool. It's break them out on us. Break them in. That's what I say.
In my test kitchen, you're my...
Yeah. So it is on Sunday morning.
This is one called Better Days.
All right. Here is Anthony Rizzano here on Hunter at Sunrise. Better days.
days.
Song here from Anthony Rizzano, another new song. We like those new songs.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, so where are you playing next? We were talking about the Sandler Center thing, but I'm sure there are other gigs coming up between there.
Let me grab my digital device.
Your digital device.
My digital assistant.
Yeah.
Look it up. I've got, all right, so off tomorrow.
You're off tomorrow.
I'm off tomorrow.
Mondays. You're
rest of us.
Off.
Yeah, Mondays are my Sunday usually.
Yeah. Who rocks out on a Monday? No one rocks out.
Yeah, I rock laundry duty on Monday, bro. That's my Monday. It's like, yo, hey, I spent a day washing and folding black t-shirts. So the 29th Tuesday, I am at Keegan's in Town Center.
Oh.
Doing this acoustic, solo acoustic thing.
What day is that?
Tuesday.
Oh.
Tuesday at Keegan's Town Center, solo acoustic.
Denise and I are looking at each other, you know, because we live right over there.
Well, come on out and hang out.
Yeah, might have to do that.
Yeah, come hang. Wednesday, I'm at Decoys in Suffolk. Mm-hmm. Doing acoustic, solo
I've
acoustic.
I've never been out there. What kind of place is that?
It's weird because the name is pretty literal. Like, when you first get there, it looks like this big...
Decoy.
Yeah, like it's like... No, well, it looks like this big, like, crazy, like, restaurant, mm-hmm. right? That's got, like, this crazy deck and everything. But you walk through, and it's all a facade, like, on, like, a Hollywood set. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, a little shack with a hot dog truck. So it's literally a decoy. Like, it's weird. No, I'm looking. It's a great restaurant. It's cool. It's a cool place. It's a cool, laid-back vibe.
Right.
You know, it's like... it's kind of like... similar to Hunt Room, like I like playing Hunt Room too, because that's like a hangout and
right.
just chill, like I'm in somebody's living room.
Right.
Generally,
have all those rich people come out and listen to you.
Well, they usually leave when I start playing. They're usually like, "What?" Look, I walk in and they're like, "Nobody told me Rob Zombie was going to be here." You know, I'm thinking too, dude, like a couple more pounds and I could probably pass for Hagrid. I could probably start riding. I'm getting a Triumph motorcycle.
You need some more heights there.
Yeah, well, yeah, height, yeah, yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Thanks for not really for that myself. No, I'm like, so yeah, Decoys on Wednesday. That's where we're at. It's a cool restaurant. Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, the point of the story is it's a cool restaurant. Yes. So come out and see me at Decoys and Keegan's. And come out and see me at Back Bay Brewing on Thursday, doing this acoustic thing on Thursday out there in Back Bay.
Yeah.
And then I've got the Electric Trio at Brown Chicken Brown Cow on Friday.
Oh, my.
That will be Paul Warren on bass and Smithfield Dash on drums.
Now, they're in Hampton. No.
Yes. Yeah, Brown Chicken Brown Cow is Queensway. Yeah, in Hampton. Chicken, yeah. I was when you said they're in Hampton, I was going to say, no, one dude lives in Smithfield. like they're not all in Hampton.
No, I meant the restaurant.
I know. It took me a minute to process it. And then Saturday, Red Bones in Chesapeake.
Oh, man.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times this week, too.
That's one of your favorite gigs, isn't it, Red Bones?
Red Bones, yeah. I like playing Red Bones because
Well, you can stand on the tables there, and they don't mind.
Yeah, I don't really do that anymore. Because
you don't do that anymore.
No, I used to do that a lot when I was back when I was, you know, partying and being a wild man. I'm not that wild anymore.
Wow.
You know?
Now you sit down.
No, I don't sit down. It's not that subdued. I don't show up in like slippers and pajama bottoms like I'm going to Walmart. I still rock out a little bit. I just, do it a little more responsibly. Yeah, that's all.
You know, you do a little crocheting in the off times. When
I don't do that, but my wife does that.
What else would you like to play? We're talking.
Oh, I'll play another one.
Yeah,
okay.
Play one more.
Oh,
first.
Okay. Wow, I wasn't prepared.
If you want to repeat one, it's fine too.
No, I don't want to repeat. Do I want to repeat one?
I mean, one that you've done before on the show. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, dude, then, I know where you're going
no,
with this.
No, you don't have to.
No,
do
I know
that
where
one.
You're going with it. Hey,
don't
look,
have
dude.
To do that.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I'll do it. It's cool. I just got to give me a second because I got to get my I got to get some stuff going here.
We're talking with Anthony Rizzano, by the way. At least we're trying to talk to Anthony Rizzano. It seems like he makes us laugh every time he opens his mouth, but that's okay. And he's playing live and acoustic here, and we also are up on Facebook with a live feed. If you see it, just share it with your friends. And so what is the name of this song? He's disappeared. He's gone. Oh, there he is.
Sorry. Yeah. The name of this song is we're going to do Denise's favorite song.
Denise's favorite song. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Of course. For what it's worth, it's my youngest daughter's favorite song too.
Oh, really?
We discussed that last time we were here,
I
think.
Yeah, yeah. She was here last week. You should have brought her.
I know. She was like I said, we were up late. I got home. I had an early gig, but I was still home by, it was still like 1 o'clock by the time I got home.
Right.
And then my oldest daughter has gone vegetarian, like borderline vegan. Like she's still doing the cheese, like eating cheese and bread.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't know. I thought bread was not an animal kingdom. Anyway, so she's still doing that. So my wife made these vegetarian sloppy joes, which were really good.
Yeah.
So she made it, and we all ended up, like, my daughter came in from work. She's a server, so she got home around the same time I did, and then everybody woke up. We had, like, a 1 o'clock in the morning sloppy joe party.
Oh.
So the little one.
She's still sacked out.
She wasn't sacked out, but she was just like, yeah, have fun. Like, I'm on the couch. I'm watching, have fun. Have a good time.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. She wasn't really feeling it. So she was eating her breakfast and just chilling. But all right, I'm going to get to the song.
I know what this song is.
Yeah.
It's The Devil's Hand.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Do it a little different twist on it, though. I'm going to sing it like Ethel Merman is here.
She's got...
Here's Anthony Rizzano here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thank you.
devil's hands around her neck. Hold the meanest girl you ever met. Lights go out, you forget about the crazy you've been through. The broken bottle should cut you deep. Oh, smile while she watch you bleed. Lights go out, you forget about the hell that you've been through. She got a smile like sweet seduction. Need any man to hear his instruction. Take more than you ever need. Hold you tight, you just can't breathe. About to leave you where you stand. She got the devil's hand. She got the devil's hand. Got the devil's hand. She got the devil's hand. Well, she's a spark to your kerosene. Strike a match to watch you scream. Lights go out, you forget about the crazy you've been through. Bring you water and watch you drown. If you struggle, she'll tie you down. Lights go out, you forget about the hell that you've been through. She got a smile like sweet seduction. Lead any man to his destruction. Take more than you ever need. Hold you tight, you just can't breathe. About to leave you where you stand. She got the devil's hand. She got the devil's hand. Got the devil's hand. Got the devil's hand.
Yeah. Anthony Rizzano here on Hunter at Sunrise. And wow, what a great way to start out our Sunday here this morning. That's great.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for doing this today. I really appreciate
it. No, thank you for having me in, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you got a full week. I guess you've got all your gigs up somewhere on a
website.
Yeah,
it should be on like conqueroos.com, or you can go to the there's a Facebook page called Anthony Rizzano Music.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to my Anthony Rizzano cooking page, and I also have an Anthony Rizzano loves cats page. So don't go to either one of those things. Anthony Rizzano Music, and check that out. Anthony Rosano and the Conqueroos, or you could just follow me on. I'm on all sorts of social media platforms. It's pretty ridiculous how much information is out there.
Anthony Rosano, stand-up comedian here this
morning. Yeah, I'm gonna start. That's my next venture.
That's your next venture. That's good. You'll be good at it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, Anthony Rosano, here on Hunter at Sunrise. And